Westchester authorities have called in federal investigators to assist in piecing together what caused a large nursing home complex to burn to the ground last night. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, more than 160 people, many elderly residents, were evacuated, and the fire is still not completely out, though there are no known fatalities.
It's a grim scene. The facility's remains are still smoldering. There are wheelchairs and loads of bedsheets littered around the gutted building. 27 were rushed to the hospital and 17 remain hospitalized. No word yet on fatalities. Westchester Mayor Jordan Norley says there are a handful of residents who remain missing, and there's a chance they just didn't make it out.
The scale and level of this fire is unprecedented in our community. We're yet to see really how this all flushes out and what the impact really is and the level of victims, frankly.
Don Robinson is a special agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
The fire is still burning in spots. We're still working the fire scene. We have not been able to enter the scene as of yet.
ATF isn't involved because foul play is suspected. Robinson says they're there to provide expert resources, like forensic specialists. He says determining the cause comes after figuring out who the missing are.
That's the number one priority, is making sure that we can account for everybody. And then the scene and how it happened will follow on.
Bill Barnes got a call around 11 p.m. Thursday about the fire. He dashed to the facility since his 82-year-old mother-in-law lived there. She got out safely.
It was scary. That's the best way to put it. You know, I haven't seen a fire around here that bad before. And basically, there's so many fire trucks and ambulances here, it's unbelievable.
Westchester resident Larry Kingland awoke to sounds of windows smashing and flames whipping. He said he helped emergency responders push people out by wheelchair. Most were draped in sheets to stay warm. He says the fire was massive.
It was a sight that'll never leave my mind the rest of my life. It was just an amazing sight to see something that devastating.
Most of the elderly who were evacuated were transferred to another assisted living site in Kennett Square. Others were temporarily living out of cots in a gym at Westchester University. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.